Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director of Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
What a week in New York State politics. We'll start with the latest news. The governor's already signed it. We've ended the religious exemptions for vaccines in the state after quite a measles outbreak.
Yeah, and it was probably one of the most contentious votes we've seen at the Capitol in a very long time. It barely cleared the Assembly Committee by one vote, and that was only after a freshman Democrat was talked to by the Assembly Speaker to change his vote from no to yes. He did, saying that, well, I just want to give it the opportunity to go to the floor, where it also passed by a very small margin.
We also have the issue of driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. It has gone through the Assembly. The issue is the Senate.
They discussed it yesterday, and there was some progress. It looks like it could happen before the end of the session. At least three Democrats in conference behind closed doors came out for it. So it's going to be close. Some people are cautiously optimistic that it could be voted on, and the governor has said if it passes both houses, he'll sign it.
How about the issue of the rent laws and quite the outrage coming back from the real estate industry after this landmark law?
Yeah, the real estate industry says ultimately it's going to end up hurting tenants because they're not going to be able to invest in their buildings. But we'll see. Well, the biggest surprise, I think, was the fact that they renewed and expanded. We knew they were going to expand the rent laws. What we didn't know was they were going to make them permanent, which means these fights that we've seen every couple of years will no longer happen because the laws won't expire.
And you have the prospect of upstate communities joining.
Upstate communities now have the right to opt into a rent system similar to the one in New York City. We'll see how many take advantage of that, if any.
Well, in light of this legislation moving through, would argue progressive, will we see marijuana push through?
You know, now that rent is out of the way a week before the end of the legislative session, it ends next week, there's certainly a chance. They're focusing on other issues. Had rent expired on Saturday when it was scheduled to, I think it would have subsumed everything else. But now that it's going to be passed today, they have time to focus on other things. So will marijuana be legalized? That's still up in the air. But certainly there's a better chance now, but it still remains to be seen.
Ken Lovett joining us on a Friday to wrap up the week in New York State government and politics. Always appreciated. We'll catch up with you next week.
Anytime. Be well.